You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand is one of very few countries that allows advertising of prescription medicine to consumers, the other main one being the United States. Doctors groups have been pushing for years for the government to enact changes to the law to ban the practice. I spoke with Richard Medlicott, Medical Director of the Royal New Zealand College of General Practitioners, about why there is a need for the ban, first asking what the rules around drug advertising were in New Zealand.
Well, essentially there are no rules, so it's open slather. It wasn't a case of putting rules in place. It was more a case of people didn't even think about it all those years ago. So we don't have any rules saying you can't.
We're one of very few countries that still allows it, aren't we?
Yes, two. So there's us in the United States, and generally speaking, in terms of healthcare provision, one doesn't want to be lumped with the United States.
Well, because we do have two very different healthcare systems. How does it work, sort of, with us having a pretty public healthcare system, but private companies are able to advertise their drugs?
It's a case of influencing patients and influence the consumer. That's what all advertising intends to do. So that if you have a condition, let's say asthma, and you've seen an ad on TV for a particular asthma medication, you might come in with a preconceived idea that this is going to be better for you than another treatment that your doctor might talk about with you. In the end, treatment decisions are between the doctor and the patient, but you can be pretty sure that the advertising is not going to be a full discussion of pros and cons, and also costs. I mean, with a largely publicly funded health service, very often there are equally effective treatments for lower cost, which is something we need to keep in mind.
And are there any kind of checks on the medicine that is getting advertised? It's quite a rigorous process before you can then get your medicine on TV.
Yeah, so look, there's a couple of issues there. If a medicine is being able to be prescribed, then it would have passed through the MedSafe safety and program. So, you know, it is an approved medication. It's not snake oil as such. But in terms of direct-to-consumer advertising, there's supposed to be some ground rules which are monitored by the industry, and I'm not too sure of exactly what those rules say, to tell you the truth. However, I do know that in the United States, which has a similar kind of industry regulation process, it's been a bit of a failure, really. And the bottom line is that it's very hard to assess every claim made in advertising to approve or not approve an ad. We just don't have the capacity to do all of that, and it's probably best just to ban it.
And yeah, so your position is that it should be banned. What are the main reasons for this?
Well, so it's interfering with the really important decision that patients make with their doctors about prescribing. It's been shown to cause some harm. I mean, if you think of, say, two drugs that were advertised reasonably widely in New Zealand a number of years ago, one being Vioxx, another one being Reductyl, actually both of those drugs were shown to cause excess deaths and were taken off the market. It's interesting that they were two of a few drugs which were actively promoted. So that's risk to the individual, risk to the doctor-patient relationship and decision-making, and there's also risk to our budget in terms of there are often less expensive alternatives which are equally effective.
How did GPs deal with someone coming to them and saying, I've seen this on TV, I'd like to try it? Do they often just kind of say yes, okay, or do they offer alternatives?
I'm not sure we've got a lot of data on that. I suppose that the fact that it occurs means the drug companies, the pharmaceutical industry, believes that it works, so it may be influencing that decision-making. And there are some studies to show that it does influence that decision. More often than not, it will be, hopefully anyway, a discussion between the doctor and the patient about, well, what options do you have? And it might not be medications at all. It may be more lifestyle interventions and so on.
Do GPs as a whole, are they pretty against advertising?
Yeah, so most GPs, including most of the general population, think it's a bad idea. Pretty clear on that.
And are there any law changes coming up that might affect this?
Yeah, so this is part of the therapeutics bill, which is being discussed. So that, and hence it's kind of risen to a bit of prominence at the moment. So we're hoping that this large bill, of which direct-to-consumer advertising is a small part, will make the correct decisions around DTCA.
And why do you think it's taken so long for this to kind of be looked at and from a legislative point of view?
Yes. So it's risen before, I think, the last time, 2003. I may be wrong, maybe 2006. It was a different government. There was coalition deals to be made, and it just didn't get through back then. So I suspect that it's to do with change in government. I suspect, or I'm not sure what the timeline had been for the therapeutics bill in terms of how long that's been in the mix. I guess there's a legislative cue that occurs.
And you've spoken briefly about how the public is in favour of banning it. Why do you think this is?
Look, I think the public is pretty smart quite often. I think they can see that your choice of your detergent for your clothes is different to the pills you might take for a health condition, that there's a fundamental difference between a product for general consumer use versus a medicine which is affecting your health and physiology and which has got some benefits and got some potential side effects. So I think it's more personal to people, and I think they'd rather leave it to a discussion between them and their doctor rather than being influenced by the pharmaceutical industry via TV or magazines or the billboard on the bus shelter.
And quite often, I'll turn on the TV and I'll see an advertisement for an asthma inhaler or something along those lines. But do companies advertise drugs for more serious conditions?
Not that we've seen in New Zealand that I'm aware of, although one must be aware that asthma does kill New Zealand, so that can be pretty serious. But one thing you're seeing in the United States is advertising for some of the very specialised high-cost cancer agents, of which there's been a lot of media interest in New Zealand. Now, these are difficult decisions about funding and benefit and so on, but they're certainly trying to influence that through very emotionally heart-wrenching ads in the States. So, yeah, we haven't seen it happen here yet, but watch this space.
And just finally, does advertising prescription drugs have any effect on Pharmac and the drugs they buy?
No, I don't think so.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.